How could it be freeing to remember that you are God's child? Hi there, I'm Emily Tenter. Welcome to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Our earthly families can be complicated sometimes, which is why being God's child can bring so much peace to our lives. It's what our story is about today. This one was written by Bethany Acker and is called God's Child. Not everyone has great parents. Not everyone has a family history they're proud of. If that's you, know this. God loves you no matter who your parents are. They might be criminals. They might be people you aren't proud of and never want to be like. But if you've put your trust in Jesus, you have been adopted into God's family. You are God's child. No matter who your ancestors are or what they have done, you don't have to be like them. If you know Jesus, you are set apart. You are different. You can look to Jesus and follow Him instead. Through His death and resurrection, He has made you new and enfolded you into His family. And His Holy Spirit lives in you, showing you God's love, guiding you in His good ways, and empowering you to turn away from sin and live in love. You are more than the sum of your parents' genetics. You are more than your family history. You are God's child. It doesn't matter who people expect you to be or what you may have always imagined you would be. The truest thing about you is that you're God's child. You can take your direction from Him. You are free to live your life how He calls you to and not worry about the expectations of others. This may take some hard work, but you can rely on Jesus and lean on the people He has put around you to help you discern God's guidance and let go of unhelpful expectations. When you realize that you are God's child, you can stop worrying about living this way or that. You can stop stressing about not doing enough or not accomplishing the same things as your parents or siblings or others. You can start looking at yourself through His eyes instead. God created you. He made every unique part of you. He knows you. You are His child and you are precious to Him. The Maker of the universe formed you in your mother's womb, and He has always had His eyes on you. He made you for a reason. No matter who your parents or ancestors are, you are God's child. 1 John 3:1a says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are." So let's talk about this. While our family is an important part of who we are, it's not all we are. When you get stressed about the expectations of others, how could it be freeing to remember that you are God's child? Lots of scripture to read on this topic. Check out Psalm 139, verses 13 through 19, Ephesians 5, verses 1 through 2, and 1 Peter 1, verses 13 through 25 to keep God's word alive in your life. Thanks so much for being here for this episode of Unlocked, a production of Keys for Kids Ministries. Keys for Kids is reader and listener supported, which means we rely on the generosity of friends just like you to keep Unlocked going strong. If you'd like to partner with us, you can make a financial gift on our website, unlocked.org/donate. And that is it for me. Thanks again for being here. Until next time, I'm Emily, encouraging you to live your life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.